when your father was fishing and you took it over for him, what kind of boat did you go out in?
Well, we've never used a boat here. We've always used the old-fashioned mud horse. It's been going back to Roman times. For hundreds of years, we've used the same implement. And we call it the mud horse or the sledge. And it's just a simple device that we've been using all these years. Never had anything different. And we still use it today.
Tell me how you use it to catch the fish.
Well, again, we don't use that to catch a fish. We use the implement to go from the beach across the mud flats to the fishing grounds, which is about a mile to 2 miles offshore, right out on the sandbars. Well, to get across those treacherous mud flats, there was no other way of getting there, only by scooting across the top. So that's how the mud horse, we've always used the mud horse to get from A to B across a mile of soft, treacherous mud. And that was the means of getting to the fishing grounds to bring back your catch.
You leave your nets tethered?
Yeah, tethered onto stakes. Oh, like I said, a mile to 2 miles offshore. And we go out at 2 hours low water, enabling us to get 2 hours work done. And then if you haven't done the work, you have to throw it back or get back, because once the tide turns, well, then you've got to come back. Because the tide creeps in behind you and it floods the whole area in no time at all. So you've only got a certain amount of time.
Did other people have the mud horse as well?
Oh, yeah, they've all had the mud horse, yeah. Like when I started, it's a pity that we haven't got records of it, because there was 7 or 8... mud horses going across the mud flats, and if you could have looked now 40, 50 years later, it would have been a bit of a scene, really. The people would have said, oh my goodness, look at that. Now, in this day and age, back when we did it, back in the day, it was just every day what you did. But pity it wasn't all recorded back then, because all the activity with the mud horses going across the mud would have been fascinating to anybody.
And how do you bring the fish back from the...
Well, we take baskets and nets out, and whatever we can put in the nets and in the basket, then we pack them onto the mud horse and scoot back across, pedaling with your feet across the mud flats. Mm. Mm. That's why I say it's hard work, so you have to be able to do it, fit enough to do it.
Do you still pedal it back?
Yeah, I still pedal it back, yeah. Not so much as I did do, because Adrian, he's stronger and younger and able to do it better than I can. But, yeah, I still do it. But I wouldn't like to say for how much longer, like.
And I was going to ask you about your father, and when you left school and when you started going out with your father, what was your earliest memory of going out with your father?
Well, I think my earliest memory was I could not much have been about 3 years old when he put a big army coat round me, wrapped me up and sit me on the sledge and go out in the very early evening, and sometimes late in the dark he'd take a torch. And I got one particular time stands out when I was on the mud horse about 2 miles off, and I was no more than 3 year old, I wouldn't have thought, and he said, "Now hang on there," and he runned across the mud towards, because one of these couple of great big congrels had slipped out of the net and was slithering all across the mud out, going into the water edge, into the tide. And my father jumped off, and I can see him now rushing across the mud, leaving me on the mud horse, and he catching this big congrel. Yeah. Yeah, in his hands. Well, we always deal with them. If you know how to handle them, course, they can be vicious things, but if you know, it's like a big snake, if you know how to handle them, it's all right. And we used to just get them into a net, and then you could deal with them all right. Didn't ever used to knife them or anything like that, bring them in alive, and then once they've been out of the water several hours, they die, but some people would think about hitting them, but you know, they're a very strong animal. All muscle. But yeah, that was one of the earliest remembrances. My dad used to take me out on the mud horse. And another time I can remember when we went miles down, it was midnight, right in the middle of the night, moonlight night, and it was in September time when we had a terrible lot of heavy rain and thundering and lightning, and when you're right out there, miles out, it's so frightening to see the flash of lightning, and you can look, and you could look right in and see Weston or Cardiff where the sky would light right up. And I always remember him say, he said, "Oh, that, you ain't gonna hurt, son. You. And I was under this, he'd always used to put a big army coat, wrap me up, because when you're young like that, you're cold. And he said, "Oh, don't you worry, nobody's gonna hurt you out here." But I remember being scared when the flash of lightning, woof, and really light, you can look right across out there in the open skies. It's amazing what power that lightning. You don't seem to see it when you're inland because of you haven't got the space. But out there in the open sea, you can look for miles, and it just lights up the old skies.